Steve. Thanks so much. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. We're at 312-981-7200. We're joined right now by Kurt Wagner. Kurt is the owner and proprietor of TVShowPatrol.com. It's right there on your internet. Hi, Kurt.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Can you stand Bill with his sexy voice
today?
It's
pretty sexy, you got to admit. Yep.
I was wooed on the way in.
Well, how
today.
Could you not be? It's impossible not to be. Kurt, they canceled Larry Wilmore's show on Comedy Central. That's the nightly show. This was the show that Comedy Central put together after Stephen Colbert left for CBS.
Right.
They canceled it after a little over a year, right? A year and a half. But the reason they canceled it was not low ratings.
Well, they claim it was didn't have enough social engagement on, enough engagement on social media outlets. And I read a few things where, the critics are saying, well, it was because he didn't talk about subjects that you could whittle down to.
Capsulize in a minute or two.
Capsulize, yeah. And, there weren't soundbite topics. I mean, he went pretty hard at racism and things like that.
But look at how now, because of the internet, James Corden does these videos where he's in a car singing karaoke with people that get a lot of hits. Jimmy Fallon will play some sort of a game like Hungry Hungry Humans with his guests. That gets a lot of hits online. So you're penalized almost now on network TV if you don't do that sort of
thing. Right. Well, I know a lot of people who just don't even watch the show anymore because they wait for those clips.
Yeah.
It's all brief clips now.
How about that? Yeah. That's how things have changed so quickly.
I don't really watch any of those late night shows anymore.
No?
I think we were talking about this before the world of DVR. You'd watch your local news, and then you needed a little nightcap before you went to bed, so
right. You'd
want like a palate cleanser kind of thing. Now it's like, I don't know, it just has not become an appointment viewing for me.
Right, well, yeah.
And I love them. When I see clips and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, these guys are so funny, but I have not made it a regular thing.
Yeah, I don't watch them regularly either, but I think that somebody like Larry Wilmore, I think, should go to CNN.
Yeah.
Or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
More serious
type
of thing?
And he does joke, and he does do a little satire, but the topics are very serious.
Sure.
And it's always sort of fascinating, interesting.
Comedy Central hasn't named a similar show to replace that show. They've just moved Chris Hardwick's game show up a half an hour. That's what they've done so far.
Yeah.
This is a guy that I know you're not that familiar with because you're a little bit younger than I am and that Wendy is, but Jack Riley died about a week ago. Jack Riley was one of those character actors in the 70s who you saw quite often, most notably on the Bob Newhart show. He was Mr. Carlin. One of his sullen
patients.
Well,
you know, when you said his name and I looked it up and I saw his face, I immediately knew who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. A really fun actor. And then I guess in later years, people knew him from Rugrats. He was one of the parents' voices on Rugrats. And it's funny because he did that guy's voice. The guy he was playing was probably 30 or 32 or something like that. And at that point, he was almost 70. So it just shows that his voice held up so well over the years.
Right.
Very unique voice.
Yeah. Very sad. You talked to Milo Ventimiglia,
Ventimiglia,
and people know him from several shows now, right?
Heroes, loved him.
Well, he was in Heroes. He was in Gilmore Girls, the original Gilmore Girls. He played bad boy Jesse.
Is he adorbs in real life?
Yeah, he's cool. I saw him at Wizard World last week and did a little interview because he is in the revival of Gilmore Girls that's coming in November on Netflix. And he wouldn't talk much about what's happening in that because he wants everybody to experience it themselves. But he said that his character is no longer... He's grown up to be a really nice guy, a decent guy. He no longer torments people just for fun.
Darn it.
Like he used to. But he wouldn't tell me if he gets back together with Rory. Apparently, all of Rory's old boyfriends will be back.
They all show up again?
Yeah.
The producers have gotten pretty much everybody... I'm trying to think if there's any major characters they haven't snagged to come back.
I think they got everyone for at least an episode.
Yeah.
And it's four episodes. They're an hour and a half long. They're sort of feature length. They're movies. And they are themed to the seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall.
Interesting. Now that the...
Oh, and then also...
Yeah.
Milo, I didn't talk about his butt.
Got to make time for Milo's butt.
He
has a Twitter handle, Milo's butt.
He is in a new... NBC show this fall called This Is Us, and the trailer for that when it came out in May just went crazy like wildfire on the internet because it opens as the show does with Milo's butt.
Oh.
Naked butt. And so,
better than Sipowicz's. Remember yes. we saw that on NYPD Blue.
Yes. So, I didn't watch TV for 6 weeks after that.
Just Milo's canceled my is TV. Much better than that.
Yeah.
It's not as traumatic. The clip on YouTube, the official trailer on YouTube has when I looked before I wrote the story this week, has more than 8 million views. And apparently it broke records when it first came mm-hmm. out, you know, and that's
record breaking butt.
And that's just on there, you know, and it's funny because NBC's saying, oh yeah, it's going to be a really great show. That's not why it,
right.
you know? And so I asked Milo, if he's tired of talking about his butt.
Mm-hmm.
And his reply was, I would never get tired. I'm never tired of talking about my butt. But then he connected it sort of to the overall theme of the show, which is about, you know, he says, we all have butts.
Yeah, he's right.
Yes, we do.
We all
he's
have
absolutely
them.
Right.
And it's a totally human thing, you know, mm-hmm. just like the
show. It would
show,
be hard to sit down if we didn't.
Just like the show delves into like totally human emotions, raw emotions and everything.
Wendy brought up Dennis Franz. So there was a time, NYPD Blue was the show that she's referring to, of course, where that was every week you had a scene where somebody was partially naked. And then there was a little bit of a rollback where television became very, very safe for a while. What happened that now again, it's okay in primetime to show a guy without his pants on?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, what the I think the boldest part of that is because I think we've seen a lot of men's butts.
Speak for yourself, Kurt.
You know, on TV.
All right.
But the thing about this is it opens the show. It's the very first scene of the show, and
I might start watching
getter.
It.
You know, as Milo said, he sort of backed into the role.
All right, stay
but
where you are.
But it's very innocent the way it's presented,
oh, is it?
Too. Yeah, yeah. It's actually a very cute scene.
You know, since that's the topic, I've been watching on ABC, they do these, they're game shows, but they're the ones, it's Match Game.
Oh, right, they brought them back.
And it's $25,000 pyramid, but now with bigger, higher profile stars and bigger, higher profile hosts. And especially on Match Game, I mean, I know during the Rayburn era, some of the questions were kind of a little bit
risque.
Yeah. But it was mostly, it was you playing it off in your head. But now the things like the questions and the answers, I can't believe some of the things they say on network TV in prime time. It's shocking to me. And I don't get
cramps.
Shocked very easily, but I'm, I watch it and I go, boy, Rayburn would not have allowed this. This can't go on.
Well, didn't what was the show that used to be on? Newlyweds. Didn't they always end up having some really...
The Newlywed Game?
But
yeah,
those were innocent, risque answers.
But I remember
most of the
one
time.
Specific clip.
Now, is that...
The
I know
question
which,
was, where do you have
yes.
sex?
Where's the strangest place?
All right, yeah. We don't need the answer.
Yeah, don't.
No, I won't give the answer, but right. but I mean... Things like that, I can't imagine what the producers of that show at that time
right.
in that era were doing. You know,
right.
they were like, oh my God, we're probably going to be shut down
yeah.
or something.
How about that? Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have a question or a comment, please call in 312-981-7200, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. There was a show on Netflix, 8 episodes, called Stranger Things, that really captured a lot of people's attention, and there's an interesting twist to one of the characters on that show.
It's really summer's biggest bona fide hit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Television hit. And everyone seems to be talking about it. But the interesting thing is there's a character in there who was in, I think, a total of 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Barb, and she has sort of captured the imagination of everyone. Everyone's talking about her. There's hashtags, we are all Barb, and various others.
We all have little bits of Barb. She's yeah. not 100% popular.
Yeah.
She's awkward and a little, what, like, you know, kind of...
Bookwormy.
Not very stylish.
She's the friend of the girl who...
the hot
is
girl.
Almost popular.
Yes. Yeah.
And who the most popular guy is after. And she sort of gets left behind a little bit.
Yeah.
Poor Barb.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of writers have written about how, you know, the reason that she's so popular is because everybody recognizes some part of their own awkward high school self in her.
Makes sense.
I was kind of surprised by the allure.
Now, talk about the game that's going on online because of Barb.
Well, I was surprised about the allure of her, and then I was looking. I don't know. I had to look at something in my photo album from my high school days, and I found my junior high prom picture.
Yeah.
Where my hair is permed.
Yes.
And my glasses are big, just like Barb's. And I kind of look like I could be Barb, so
it's maybe really freaky.
It's beyond
it's
freaky,
true. Kurt. Talk about Stranger Things.
But you're not the first one. That's been the online game, is people finding other people who look either sometimes themselves.
I'm late to the party.
Right.
But
you do look, I mean, with all due respect
and
to both
you know,
you and
Barb.
And
Barb has this real high neckline
and
because she's covering herself up.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a really bad white tux.
Hey, it was a cream-colored tux.
Oh, cream-colored. Okay. And so your neckline's up really high, too. Oh, my God, you are a dead ringer for Barb.
So when they bring the show back for season two, if Barb needs a brother, you would probably get that
part. I could
be
a brother, yeah.
I would hope
so. I did get my hair permed again, though.
Yeah, yeah. There's a show that we discussed briefly a few weeks ago, and I hadn't seen it when you talked about it, but now I have seen it. I started watching The Night Of on HBO with John Turturro. And
you were telling me about
this. Boy, is it good. It's one of the most tense experiences. Almost every minute of that show, you're on edge because something bad is about to happen, has happened, or just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And John Turturro, who's always good, I've never seen him bad in anything. This might be the best thing he's ever done.
It's a good example of the sort of genre, crime genre show or whatever you want to call it, that is everywhere, and people might be tired of it, but then something comes along that takes that and sort of either spins it on its head or just does it so well that suddenly you can't say, oh, I'm just so tired of those now because it's, you know.
The storyline is intriguing. The characters are great, from the minor characters up to the major characters. They're all great. And it's shot beautifully from the opening sequence all through everything you see. It's just so artistically done. Highly recommended. And I know the last episode runs, I think, this Sunday.
I think so, yeah.
But you can go to HBO On Demand and watch the whole arc. Right. I think it's 8 episodes.
And Riz Ahmed plays the accused guy, and he's incredible, too.
I've told you this about a couple of shows.
Yeah.
You would so love this show. It grips you and doesn't let go. It's so strong
and
all the way through.
How many episodes were there?
8 or 10.
8 or 10, I can't remember.
And then it'll be on hiatus for a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll catch up.
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. Can we fly through these questions really quick? Because every time we have Kurt in the studio.
Oh, sure.
But make them quick so we can get through to everyone. Kevin, Kurt Wagner, you had a question for him?
Yeah, there was a show on Esquire TV called Spotless, and I was just wondering if there's a second season and when we'd see it.
I love that show, and I believe it will come back, but I have no idea when. It's a British-French production, and then Esquire picks it up, so I'm not sure when it'll come back, but I'm pretty sure they're doing a second season.
What's Spotless about? I don't know.
It's about these two brothers. One of them is French, but he lives in London.
Yeah.
He is a crime scene cleaner.
Yeah.
And his brother is a small-time criminal. He comes over and sort of disrupts his whole life, and he ends up becoming a crime scene cleaner for a mobster.
Oh,
does this sound great?
Yeah, it's awesome. I interviewed the there's a French-Canadian actor, Marc-André Grandin, I think is his name. I can't remember. I interviewed him for the show, and because he's amazing in it. He plays the crime scene cleaner brother.
Yeah.
Spotless?
Yeah.
All right.
It's very good.
And this is Bill. Bill, quick question for Kurt Wagner.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Kurt, we love Grindr, and I knew a lot of people who loved Grindr. And what happened? I mean, besides ratings, it was a great show. And why did they not give it a second season?
Just probably because of the ratings.
That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad, though?
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny. I don't know that I watched it every week.
Explain Grindr for people who haven't seen what goes on in
Grindr. Was Rob Lowe played a actor who played a lawyer on a television show called The Grindr.
And
Fred Savage was his brother, who was an actual lawyer. Rob Lowe, the show ends. Rob Lowe moves back to wherever his brother lives and tries to help him in his law practice to hilarious effects.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that.
They keep Superstore and they let that one go.
Oh.
I don't get it sometimes.
Yeah.
I love Superstore.
Yeah, well, it's two different networks, I think.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's, you know, that's what makes this world go around, is everybody has different interests. I'm still upset about vinyl not being brought back.
Yeah.
Laura, the last question for today.
Oh, great. Laura, I'm looking at information on a program, Derek, starring Gervais, seasons 1 and 2. It ended after season 2. It was originally, I think, a British program, but I haven't been able to capture it on DVD. I'm trying to check it out, and they said it's only available, that it wouldn't work on Blu-ray or U.S. DVD players. Any information?
Well, I think it's a Netflix show. So I think it's on Netflix, but I don't think they're doing any more after what's been out.
No, I know that, but no, not everyone has Netflix. I'm just hoping to get it out of the library. Which
I'm sure you can get it. If it's not already available, it will be soon. I'm positive that it doesn't cost them anything.
It seems like it would be.
Yeah.
And check with the library.
2 years. 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Come
on, Kurt, you know people.
I'm sorry.
The library is great for getting things, but Laura, remember to return them because I think it was the last episode of Breaking Bad I spent like $40 on I didn't return it on time.
I remember that.
Thank you, Laura. All right, well, that's tough to determine. Netflix things sometimes...
Yeah, it surprises me that it's not available on DVD.
It must be. And
it
like I said,
be.
If it isn't, yeah. they'll get around
to it.
She's
right. It is 2 years since the last season.
Yeah. Kurt, thank you. Great
sure.
to see you. If people want to read more about television, Kurt's website, again, it's called tvshowpatrol.com, and it's a great one.
The new season of The Strain starts this Sunday.
Oh.
If you're into scares.
Really good. Great science fiction.
What's it called?
The Strain.
On FX.
Very scary.
Season 3.
Very scary. All right, a quick break. Thanks, Kurt.
Yep.
A quick break, and then Kim with the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.